Welcome to Fables of the Force,
a Star Wars rewatch podcast.
I'm Scott.
I'm Matt.
And this is our show.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 119. We'll be discussing Destiny. It's the third of a four-part arc and the final arc of season six. This episode aired originally as the 12th episode of season six.
Blinded by the dark side.
They're talking about Yoda.
And he has been for a while, and now it seems as if he might have way through, but it could be a trap.
Of course.
So, what to do? What to do? This episode is called Destiny. The moral at the beginning is death is just the beginning. A lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah. Interesting moral. You know, I think it's supposed to be a phrase of comfort. I understand that some, like, I think it's comforting, like, don't fear death, it's just the beginning of the next adventure, or what have you. But, you know, it's also one of those morals that, like, if you're on a plane and a pilot came over the intercom.
Welcome to American Airlines Flight 274, nonstop to Houston, Texas. Remember, everyone, death is just the beginning.
Right.
Thanks for flying with us today.
It's not that good of a moral.
I feel like the whole premise of this arc is Yoda kind of learning that things are about to come to their end.
Bracing for impact.
Yeah. You know, like in a video game when all of a sudden you get like all this health and ammo. You're like, wow, look at all this health and ammo. Sweet. Yeah, that just means you're about to die.
They're about to send something
at you. Yeah, you're going to need it. And that's kind of how this is. Like, we're at that point. Like, they're gearing Yoda up. Like, all right, man, we're going to set you up so you can, like, continue after you're dead.
Yeah, the gig is up.
Because it's over. It doesn't matter what happens now. Like, we're just setting you up for later.
So many questions.
So
life
many questions.
Emanates from the center of the planet. Yoda gives his saber to R2 for safekeeping. He flies his ship into a hollow planet, something we've never seen before and is totally different.
It's interesting because it's like, does this place exist? Could you come back to it? Like, he was sent there.
Yeah,
and they knew he was coming. So, like, and then later in, I think, this episode or the next one, they say something about how, like, everything that he has seen has been under their control this whole time. So it makes you wonder if this place even really exists or if it was something...
Sure.
For the sake of understanding and explaining things, maybe.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, but they do reference the place. They say this is the birthplace of midichlorians. And Qui-Gon is the one who sent Yoda to this place. Obviously, Qui-Gon, notable fan of the midichlorian theory within the Jedi.
Yeah.
People have very mixed feelings about the concept of midichlorians.
Definitely.
Where do you kind of come down on it a little bit, Matt? Has it been a journey for you, or?
It was one of those moments when that happened in the theater, 1999, Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, and Qui-Gon started talking about the midichlorians, and I remember my head tilted like a dog. Like when you make a noise at a dog and they tilt their head funny.
Mm-hmm.
I remember doing that.
Midichlorians, for me, I remember being averse to it sort of early on, thinking like, and this is a time in my life where I was a little bit more spiritual.
Sure.
And was like, don't put like, oh, and here's how science explains this thing we believe in.
I think that was good, though, because for me, when I saw them do that, it felt very much as if here's part of the reason the Jedi are losing their way. They're like focused on this science explanation of something that's not explainable.
Here we are finding that it's the key to Force ghosts, which ultimately is the key to so many things that propel the light side in the conflict. I believe they says it is the foundation of what connects the living force and the cosmic force. Something dies, the life goes into the cosmic force, at death, you must know yourself, your true self, and let go. This is as much as I think we get about Force ghosts.
Ever,
right?
In the fiction. As far as I'm aware.
As far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're talking about huge moments of deaths in Star Wars, such as when Yoda passes and he, you know, instantly vanishes, that Leia didn't instantly vanish. She was there for a little while. She was knowing her true self, coming to terms with her true self in a similar way Yoda was right now.
I found it interesting.
Presumably through understanding who her son is and so on, because she left at the same time. But that just gives context to that scene in such a way that is interesting that so many people probably haven't seen.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, considering it's coming in here at the very end of the Clone Wars, and a lot of people who have watched the Clone Wars are just dabblers. Mm-hmm. You know, not everyone has gone through all of it, or and if they have, probably just the one time. So there's a lot here to talk about. So, and it's deep, you know, lore, world building stuff. So I like that Yoda shows a little arrogance here. I like that it was very on display and very obvious, because I feel like I've seen it a bunch over the course of the prequels and the Clone Wars. But it's usually quite subtle and very small little moments where if you're not really looking closely for it, you might miss it pretty easily. But here it's very at the forefront. He says, I'm paraphrasing, but he says, you know, I'm a Jedi Master. Know myself. I do. And it's like, oh, you do, huh? You think so? You think you do? Because even when he first runs into his dark self, he's like, recognize you, I do not.
Yeah.
Who are you? Who are you? You're talking like you know me. But I don't know you. Who are you?
Yeah.
You know, and it takes him a while to come to terms and understand. However, he does, because he's Yoda.
He says, I choose not to give you power.
And yet he's a general in a war.
Yeah. He insists he doesn't recognize the dark side. And what the dark side says in response is so what we've been saying the entire stretch here on Fables of the Force. And yet you spend your days in the decadence of war, and with that I grow inside you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've been saying this whole time. Wait, you think you don't have a dark side, and you're embroiled in a war? Are you kidding me?
Right? Yeah, it's absurd. It's absurd.
It's absurd.
But that's the thing. It's just like when what he says to the priestess Serenity later, after this, you know, moment that he has to come to, is a simple solution. So simple. So easy.
Yeah.
That's the trick, though. It's like not seeing the forest for the trees. It's so easy that he missed.
Yeah, and that is that to deny it gives it power.
Right, and he says it all the time.
Yeah.
Dark side clouds everything. He's been saying it since episode one, The Phantom Menace. And it's like, yep, the dark side in you is growing, and the dark side externally is growing in power. So the threat was pinching him from both sides. He was squeezed in between the two.
Yeah. He does, of course, remind the dark side the place that he does exist, which is with no power over Yoda, and that through patience and training, it is Yoda that controls it.
Mm-hmm. He's been fighting himself for years.
Yeah.
By ignoring this part of himself, trying to keep it down, not accepting it, a master should know better.
Yeah. And then straight up, the goddess... or the priestess arrives and tells Yoda that he beat his hubris. Yoda had been thinking he could do no wrong, thinking that he didn't even have a dark side anymore.
And what was the path to defeating his dark side? The first step, accepting that he has one.
Yeah. If you think you're above it,
right,
you're not as vigilant to it.
No.
You think, oh, that's behind me. I've already done
I've beaten that. I've overcome that. No, you don't overcome that.
Oh, my gosh. Begun the Clone Wars have.
Oh, no. Yeah. Balance is a constant struggle. You never, ever defeat it.
Yeah. If you deny it, it becomes powerful.
That's right.
And just like you said, when he walked in, he was arrogant. And they say, we knew deep down you didn't think we could teach you anything.
They heard his arrogance
and
right away.
They were testing his hubris.
Absolutely.
They were calling Yoda out, just like you were saying. Yep. Did.
Yep. It was painful to see how much Ahsoka weighs on Yoda. The first person that speaks in one of his visions, Ahsoka Tano.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly what happened there weighs heavily on Yoda. We don't get to hear him talk about it anymore at all. But I think this was a little bit of the writers here being able to say, like, yeah, that's something he's still thinking about, clearly.
Yeah. It's such a huge failure.
Yeah.
I think Yoda is somebody who is commonly associated with caring for the younglings, being a great teacher, celebrating the mind of a child mm-hmm. and taking great responsibility and doing the right thing by them. And the fact that he failed Ahsoka so entirely, I think perhaps she was so mature, so powerful, such a great near Jedi that he forgot in the moment that she was a child, mm-hmm. and she was a Padawan. Mm-hmm. Even in the last moments, Padawan, 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 like Ahsoka. Yeah,
right.
I think it really affected him.
That imagery of all the Jedi just like sort of wilting and lifting up into the air.
Yeah.
Turning dark was perfect. Yeah. But so, I mean, this is very powerful. It's exactly yeah. what it triggered the emotional response it should have.
Yeah.
At least for me.
Yoda internalizes his failure mm-hmm. in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because, of course, I think if there is anything that Yoda fears in one way or another, it is failure. He doesn't want to fail. He's trying not to fail.
Well, I think everybody holds him up in such high regard.
Sure.
That he has to feel like there's a level of expectation he must live up to. Look at the way the Jedi Council acted throughout this when we were able to see them. They all look like completely unsure and off balance. They don't know what to do. Their leader, Yoda, who's been alive for 800 years. He's their pillar.
Cornerstone.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. It'd be troubling to see someone like that seemingly losing their mind.
We see a large group of people gathered around the tree mm-hmm. in one scene, and it's this head trip that is trying to show Yoda this kind of place with no pain,
right,
where nothing wrong has ever happened, and
Dooku
Qui-Gon
didn't fall
there,
to evil, Qui-Gon's not dead.
Yeah. I noticed a presence there that I'm sure you recognized in Quinlan Voss.
Yeah,
Quinlan Voss at this time had probably fallen to the dark side and come back again. Maybe he was dead. I forget in which time frame Dark Disciple takes place. I don't believe it takes place after the fall of the Jedi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Quinlan Voss has like fallen to the dark side
come back
and
yeah, he'd have a lot to share.
That seems to have been weighing on Yoda's mm-hmm. mind as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think is his reason for being in that vision.
You're seeing all of Yoda's history and like the things that matter most to him.
Yeah.
And the things, like you said, that weigh most heavily on his mind.
Yeah. They said earlier that they're going to take Yoda through the temptations.
Mm-hmm.
Yoda faces many different trials. It's a huge Yoda episode.
Yeah.
Next, Moriband, the ancient Sith homeworld.
An episode entitled Sacrifice and the final episode, season 6. And we'll talk about it in our next episode. Thank you so much for joining us for this one. We hope that you're enjoying our talk through of the Clone Wars. We certainly have had a lot of fun doing it. We're excited to finish it up in our next episode. Until then, you can check us out on the internets. You can Google Fables of the Force and find us. But if you want to go to facebook.com/Fables of the Force, you could do that. Or you could find us on Instagram at Fables of the Force or on Twitter at Force Fables. And pretty much anywhere where you can get a podcast.
We hope you join us for the next episode to wrap this up. In the meantime, I'm Scott.
I'm Matt.
And may the Force be with you.